from the New Testament, St. Matthew, chapter verses 18 through 20, read, Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Jesus found a few good men and women who were ready to serve a higher truth, and they followed him until his time on earth was done. You and I were raised of this story, and so we know it well. And when we think of Jesus, we automatically resonate to a higher vibration. The energy in this room, for instance, is truly sanctified because of our shared love for the wayshower, Jesus. We usually think of him with love and gratitude. And likewise, as we accept that we are also the divine children of his Father, then by our own sacred nature, we, with every relationship we have, begins to change us all for the better. Love, gratitude are energies that lift us all up. And service to others is the subtle message we learn from the Unity Church doctrine. There is also an author named Andrew Harvey who is famous for writing The Hope, a Guide to Sacred Actatism. His adult life has been spent in the service to others because he began to realize that it would take the good of the people of the world to outweigh the negative effects of those who easily chose personal riches over lending a hand to those in need. When you go to one of Andrew's lectures, he will ask, What breaks your heart in the world? This question, he tells us, will lead us to where we can put our personal time and energy if we want to see change in our community, our state, and our country, and yes, even the world. Ultimately, it's people exactly like us who move the second hand of the world's famous nuclear countdown clock, the clock that says we are so many seconds away from global destruction. After the last presidential election, there was a fear that America's relationships with all other countries would be weakened. So the scientific group that sponsors the movement of the clock moved the clock 2 seconds closer to the end of the world. Well, we are a little bit worried about the truth of their observation. But let's get back to the real point. Andrew Harvey reminds us to step up and take action when we see that something is broken in our community, and to act in accordance with what is good for the whole humanity, not just one country. For instance, we can see that our planet may be in danger because we have broken the healthy balance between nature and mankind. Who among us could dispute this? In our meditation, we envisioned the golden net as a container large enough to save all humanity. It might even surround our planet, just as we are held gently in his golden fishing net today. Should we also care for our planet as if it were our natural mother? Yes. So let's go deeper into this with a thought. Native American people have always considered the good of the whole when you think about it. Perhaps if we had a wisdom council of Native Americans at the Capitol, we would have a stronger American voice to rally behind. All we know for sure is that our ecosystem is experiencing now what we call ecocide. What the planet's metals, its natural water, and the vast amounts of natural habitation we need for animals and humans to coexist. Today, many corporations strip mines around the world, and we already know our oceans are filled with trash that makes life in the oceans risky. During the last 10 years, two tsunamis have also swept tons and tons of trash into our oceans. Sadly, our oceans are diseased with pollution, and ultimately, humanity will suffer the consequences. We all know this. The same applies to our waterways in our country and every country in the world. What can we do about this? Or what can we do to change this? There is also a scientific medical reason that we are uncomfortable with the other. the one who is unlike us. First, it starts as a chemical rush in the ancient brain as a stress signal that there may be danger present, simply because this new person looks very different to us. Please think of this Sunday service as a special spiritual question for the ages. That one question is, are we our brother's keeper? Jewish religious law, the Bible, and the Quran will all say that we have a common obligation to widows and strangers in our land. Hospitality was a prime directive in the ancient world. A lot of what we see today is not aligned with the compassionate Christian doctrine we follow. Does your heart need to speak out? Or do you want to act in protest? If it does, you are probably a natural-born sacred activist, and I would like to congratulate you. Not long ago, many of us began to notice that our good name out in the world was being tarnished. So many people around the world would look at us Americans as the peacekeeping nation. We are often asked to harm the other. The differences between Christianity and Islam easily come to mind, so we have to ask as a nation, will we only fight for those who share our beliefs? And will we gladly fight those who are different, who are the other, too? So why is it so hard to get along with people who have different beliefs? And why are they so intolerant that they cannot allow others to worship as they see fit in our own homelands? As a sacred activist, you probably ask questions. When the majority of us ask probing questions of those we vote into the office, we may not always like the answers we see right in front of us. And that assumes, of course, they are telling us the truth. So now ask yourself this question. Have we here at Unity of Bernie learned to accept others as they are and help them to see what they need to help? Can we help them? Yes, we can, and we will. We have learned that those who live in the world with us should not be thought of as the enemy just because we share a different value. So how do we put aside the differences between us? Did you have a civics class or something like that in school? School is where we learn all about the different cultural backgrounds for the people who live in America. Am I right on that? So our takeaway from this Sunday service is that we need to share a higher truth about the differences we have. In other words, we want to practice open dialogue, starting from the middle instead of at the beginning. We can assume we do have a place that we can meet, a place of agreement that threatens neither side. We all know what this is called. It is called peace. Peace is possible when certain conditions are met. One of them may be the inclusive language of we. We don't want our loved ones to die, or we will allow you to worship as you please. We do not want our cities to be destroyed, so we will allow you to coexist with us. We need clean water and the land that grow food crops, so we no longer allow anyone to poison or destroy the land. If the answer to some of our problems is inclusive, then it makes perfect sense that we thinking is the place to start the journey. Sacred activists learned this early in their journey. You see, the point of this service, there is always a third person in a conversation between you and me. That person is we. Humans struggle to see a solution for the raging chaos on our planet because we think it threatens our safety and that of those whom we love. Do you agree? One way to heal society is to stop seeing others as the enemy. They are just different, but this isn't an easy change. So let's start by expanding our potential to self-actualize in the face of our changing world and the difficulties of getting along with others who may be radically different. Self-actualization is a type of philosophy and spirituality that means we reach for our highest and most compassionate version of life. Let's start by changing ourselves. How do you feel about that? Think about this. What if we can co-create a new, inclusive way to exist side by side, because doing it leads to the discovery of the best solution for the good of the whole. The people best suited to do this are the sacred activists. They are modern-day wayshowers. Yes, Jesus offered everyone who heard him a chance to rethink what the rabbis had taught, that the Jews were the only chosen people. We are all chosen. We are all chosen. Every one of us, we are chosen. The belief that we live by better serve us when we are willing to be inclusive of the other. Am I right on that? It is then that calm can tame the winds of the turbulent times in which we live. If we build upon this truth, we realize that a challenge in our personal and global relationships is just another way that God will show up. Reverend Cassandra calls this God in action. God is the number one influencer of this planet, and not always subtle, as you know. Isn't it true that sometimes we humans can be thick-headed and set in our ways? God in action works in our individual lives. Therefore, because we are influenced by God, we are impulsed to act accordingly to our understanding of the needs we see in society. This is sacred activism on a larger scale. We see opportunities to co-create constructive change in the world by using the tools developed by Barbara Max Hubbard. Wheels of co-creation, for instance. The wheel of co-creation identifies 12 social sectors that need constructive change for all people to become empowered. They are health, spirituality, infrastructure, environment, media, governance, relations, arts, economics, science, education, justice, and in the center of this is the hub of the whole system design, rather like a holding place for God. Barbara and her followers use this will to decide where other co-creators may want to do their own sacred activism work. Is there one sector on this will that speaks to you? And I'm sure there's a lot of us out there that can say yes. That you might want to look into that because you may have a skill set that could help others live a better life. And folks, remember that we are never too old to start our spirit-based service to one another. You can go to evolve.com to find out more about Barbara Max Hubbard or Google her. She's very interesting. New Thought spirituality would also suggest that God, through our individual soul, ask us for a new shift of consciousness and ask us to really understand what it means to live by these words from Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." Doesn't this mean that all humans reflect the presence of God within them? Do you think that God makes exceptions among us? At the core of how we treat others lies the truth of how we treat ourselves. And we are kind to ourselves when we miss the mark. Let's take a moment to close our eyes again and think of that golden fishing net from our meditation. Slowly, you see that the fisher's net contains all the races, man and woman. There is no one who is not held lovingly within the golden fishing net of the Galilean fisherman. This is a simple visualization. Please use the fishing net visualization anytime you think you about yourself as being different from another human being. Because going it alone only invites in the chaos of the world. In truth, we all want the same thing: to be safe, to have enough to care for our loved ones, to have a good and loving mate, to be a good neighbor and good citizens in a country that our ancestors fought so hard to keep free. Remember our likenesses the next time you feel uneasy about the way the world is changing. And consider that if our golden net is ripped apart by the greediness of the world, our golden net will be destroyed. And so will go the rest of our most precious natural resources. The course is already set, so now we must consider what is left for us to do. Can we still change the direction we are headed? Yes, we can. Even if it seems that we face a truly terrible task, even then we can find the will to fight for the good for the whole. This is one of the ways we can honor our likenesses with each other. How will you choose to walk for the rest of your days? How will you choose to walk the rest of your days? We must always walk respectfully, because in order to bring change into the world, we must act in concert with others who support our vision for the hope of the world. And some people may not be ready to embrace this new global model for the new version of a human being. The person you are becoming with each day may just be a sacred activist, someone who cares so much for the well-being of us that all they do is spend their time devoted to helping bring about these changes. My last question for the day is, are you a sacred activist? Are you? And then so, amen, aha ho, and namaste. Namaste, as you know, means that we both recognize and salute the God within us, the same God we both know and love.